USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Although none of these states have certified their presidential election results, Joe Biden is claiming victory.
Those of you who voted for President Trump, I understand the disappointment tonight. I've lost a couple times myself, but now let's give each other a chance.
Protesters in Georgia's capital of Atlanta tells Fox News not so fast.
They shouldn't be calling this election. There's dozens of lawsuits all over the United States right now.
I think it's a little premature. It just sounds like there's going to be multiple states with recounts and an awful lot of litigation. So I'm just hopeful that everybody stays calm in the country and waits to see how that transpires.
USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges have been resolved. Tropical Storm Etta moves through Cuba on Sunday. It's expected to head for Florida over the next few days. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Three earthquakes Saturday morning shook Alaska's largest city of Anchorage as the epicenter was about 20 miles north of the city. There were no immediate reports of damage. The strongest of three at magnitude 5.0 was recorded just before 3:30 a.m. local time. That was followed by a magnitude 3.9 minutes later. The third earthquake was magnitude 4.4. All three were located at depths of about 25 miles under the surface. The European Union levies sanctions against the Republic of Belarus president. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The European Union has hit Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko with a new round of sanctions for his crackdown on protesters following a disputed election back in August. The sanctions placed on Lukashenko and his son Viktor restricts their travel within the EU and freezes their assets. Protests erupted in August after Lukashenko won a disputed re-election with 80% of the vote. The EU says that election appears to have been rigged. More than 15,000 protesters have been arrested as part of a crackdown that has turned violent. From the USA Radio News Ohio Valley Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
USA Radio News is not calling the presidential race until all legal challenges are resolved. With our explanation is USA Radio News CEO Fred Weinberg.
This is Fred Weinberg, CEO of USA Radio Networks. Many people have asked me why we have not called the presidential race for Joe Biden. It's not our job, nor is it the job of any other news media. That is the job of the Electoral College on December the 14th. There will be court battles, press conferences, statements. Our job is to report that to you. Many of our competitors have a very inflated opinion of themselves. We're reporters, not pundits. When the electors decide, we'll tell you. If it goes to court, we'll tell you. If the courts make a decision, we'll tell you. But we won't pull out a Ouija board, close our eyes, and take a guess. Stay tuned.
NASCAR season finale is today in Phoenix, Arizona. One of the final four racers eyeing the cup is Joey Logano. He tells us he's ready to go.
Yeah, of course we're excited. We're ready to go. This is a great opportunity. We were able to lock ourselves in a couple weeks ago and be able to breathe for a minute and get through these last couple of races. What a crazy race it was today for those guys trying to get their way in. So, glad we were able to keep some momentum up, get a good starting spot. I don't know where we're going to be for next week yet, but hopefully it's a good starting spot and we're able to, fight our way and try to get our second championship.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.